Tonight on TMSPM, that Sonic dude can suck it.
What song lyrics would you pay $1 million for?
Hugh Jackman's wiener popped out.
The Simpsons finally get what's coming to them.
Who robs a store with a potato anyway?
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMSPM.
This is the Morning Stream. But it's not in the morning, it's at night. PM!
Hello, everybody. And welcome to TMSPM, the Morning Stream PM edition. Why does it exist? Because you paid for it.
That's right.
That's why it exists.
Because you demanded it.
That's right. That voice is Brian Ibbett. I'm Scott Johnson. And yes, I'm pulling up a chair because it's PM. Hold on.
Well, we sit down for the PM, huh?
I do. I'm standing a lot today, so.
No, I didn't say the BM. I said the PM.
I stand for the PM. I sit for the BM. That's the way it works. It's Thursday, May 1st, 2014, evening edition. We already did a show this morning. That's Brian over there. That's me. I already said that, so I'm not going to say that again. Thanks for being here. Patreon.com/TMS. It's where you go and support us and keep us at the level that keeps this fifth episode a week running. Even though we missed Tuesday this week. But anyway.
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, those things happen. I can't help it.
Exactly. Yes.
Somebody said a really funny Twitter earlier. I'm going to read it to you. This is pretty funny. This is to the show. And I had written to this person. I had said, hey, we hit go in about 35 minutes. See you then. That was about a half an hour ago. And he wrote, oh, good. Haven't heard a show since this morning. Thought you guys were pod fading. Fantastic. Fantastic. Nice. That guy gets us, man. Way to go. Thanks. I should have written down his name and I didn't. Oh, it's Andrew. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew.
So we're here. We're weird. Get used to it. Let's get to...
We got to make t-shirts that say TMS on the front and on the back they say pod fader. Like hashtag pod faders.
That's a great idea. Pod faders at large. So today, Brian...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I went to a photo shoot at right after we were done, pretty much. Just headed out the door as soon as the show was up. And I was there pretty much most of the core of the day. I got home about 2. So it was a big beastie of a thing. And while I was out, I got hungry.
Mm-hmm. That happens.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, I'm gonna get me some get a nice chicken sandwich somewhere. Gonna go healthy as I can, you know, somewhat healthy. I chose poorly though. I went to Sonic, right? Mm. Okay. You guys have those?
We have them. Yep.
How do you feel? How do you feel about them?
They got to drive up, or they got to drive through.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they wear the roller skates. Sometimes they don't.
It's funny for a place that has such a massive menu of items to choose from. I feel like there's only one or two things on there that I like.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, their big Texas toast sandwiches are just too big, too slidey and greasy for me, and too big. Mm-hmm. A hot dog, you know, I'm not. It's what am I? 13?
Yeah. Who are you?
What am I? 8?
What are you? A hot dog? Come on. Some dirty kid from the street? No.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
No. I mean, I want a decent. Gourmet-esque burger, as gourmet a burger as I can get from a place where you pull up, somebody might come up to your window with roller skates and deliver it, but probably not.
Yeah. Well, my experience at this location is they're usually pretty good, fast, nice, good service, all that. And today, for whatever reason, everybody I saw running out to cars and stuff during a very busy lunch time when there were tons of cars parked and in the drive-thru. I was in the drive-thru thing. Mm-hmm. They're running around like crazy, and they all looked like kids who might be having a revival of sorts, listening to like early Alice in Chains music. Just ratty, let's bring back grunge kind of looking kids.
All right.
And there were probably 3 or 4 of them, and they all looked pissed. Nobody looked happy. And I think it was due to maybe they were just swamped busy. There were no girls there.
Okay.
It was all just hairy dudes running the joint, and they all looked about 16 and grumpy. And one kid had a soul patch because he could grow one, I guess. And I'm just noticing these things. I'm not really paying that much attention, but I notice things. I know what's going
on. Sure.
I get to the window. Here's the conversation, and I wish I would have recorded it. Sounding welcome. Very much your order. Okay. Real brief and grumpy. I said, hi. I think I'd like a chicken Caesar. And I couldn't even get the word sandwich through. It was halfway through sandwich where he goes, And I said, I'm sorry. Grilled or breaded?
Like went from right to anger level. Like
yes.
Right to,
he was completely irritated with me, even though he cut me off in the middle of the order. I didn't even finish saying what I was going to say. Then he acted like I couldn't understand. I mean, that was basically it. Daryl gagging. I was about as much as I got out of that. So I said, grilled? I kind of said it like that. Like, what are you doing in there? He go grilled. He goes, okay, what else? I'm like, Kay, what else?
Is your mom or dad available? Can I work with them?
Can I talk to your mom? So I said, I guess I'll get the tots. You know, you get the fries or the tots. Yeah, and I don't know why, for whatever reason, the tots seemed less bad for me. That's probably not even true, but
who knows? They're probably equally bad, but you know what?
Yeah,
when you're at Sonic, you definitely get the tots because you can't get the tots anywhere else.
Yeah, plus those fries are real bad there, so I didn't get those. So I said, yeah, I can get the tots, and he goes, anything else? Well, normally it's customary, a little twerp, to ask me what drink I want, but I'll go ahead and just volunteer that information. I said, I would like my drink to be a bottled water, please. Okay. Pull up to the front window. Or the first hoo-ha, whatever it was. Not even
okay,
windows.
So you were going through the drive-thru. You didn't do the drive-up.
I didn't do the drive-up. Yeah. No. Yeah. So I pull up there, and I'm kind of fuming. I'm like, first of all, I feel like I just spent $7 on a freaking botulism scare. I don't know what I'm going to get here.
Right. Yes.
Because he was
mad anyway. You're hoping that the only thing that comes in your chicken Caesar is chicken and Caesar.
Yeah, I only want Caesar. Render unto me what is Caesar's and chicken, and that is it. I don't want some kid's loogie. I don't want a hair, a toenail, or anything else.
Right.
I just want what I ordered, and I'm nervous about it because he seemed mad from the get-go. The fact that I existed angered him. It wasn't about what I ordered. I wasn't a pain. I knew just what I wanted. He just wasn't in for anybody at that time. So I don't even take it personally. This was an affront to mankind, not to me. So I get up to the thing and I wait, and it's taken forever, and these grunge dudes are just scurrying everywhere, every which way, to take care of stuff. One of them comes past my window and goes, did you get the cherry slushy? Like that tone. I said, nope, mine was a water. Ugh. I hear him say that and then keep walking toward the back of the line. So they get their orders all mixed up. They're giving cherry slushies to three cars back. They're giving fries to the lady in front of me because they were missing them. Like, it's all looking real grim at this point. And I, for a second, really thought, I may just pull out of here. I may just go somewhere else, call that, you know, write off that $7 and get something else. And he finally brought it out to me. Different kid, clearly, because he had a high voice.
Uh-huh. And he goes, I'm really sorry about the wait. Here's your stuff. And that'll be so-and-so money, and here you go. And
he took care of me, and he was really nice. And I said, busy. I go, busy day, huh? And he goes, yeah, like that.
Yeah. Aww.
And so I felt, first, you know, I was kind of mad, and then I felt real, like, sympathy for this kid.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think he was part of that club. I don't think he's part of the, hey, we're pissed off. I'll urinate in the ice cream cone soft serve machine.
And the problem, and a bigger problem, is not just how busy they are, but probably this poor kid has to deal with all those people.
He's this nice kid trying to do a good job, trying to earn money, saving up for college, whatever his cool, good guy thing is. And the rest of these guys are trying to get more weed, you know?
Right, exactly.
That's what they're doing.
I'm sorry, what'd you want me to do again? Mop the restroom.
Because it is like that. He blurted it. He said,
right.
Blah, blah. When I was in another thought, sandwich, blah, blah, blah. And I said, a what? Grilled or breaded? Little shit. I was irritated, but I ate it. It was fine. It's gone down. Nothing came back up.
You haven't felt this weird.
Nope.
Okay, good.
Didn't feel a squeery in my guts or anything. So everything went fine. You know, it is a good Thursday, though, when something dumb can happen that I can talk about on the show.
Yeah,
so,
I know. You get to lead off with something in the PM show.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Poo Bag Week, Sonic the Burger Week. Sonic the Burger. Is that a character?
Sonic the Burger,
Sonic
yes.
Sonic the Burger.
went around and picked up onion rings. And
oh, my gosh. I have not had. Let me tell you something. You want to hear something? This is truth.
Yeah, tell me.
Here's some truth. Let me lay it on you. I'm like a jazz musician.
Let me lay this down on you, man.
Yeah. I noticed Wynton Marsalis in that that documentary, the Ken Burns one.
Oh, yeah.
The whole time he says, he never refers to anybody playing anything. He'll pull up his horn and do an example of some like Louis Armstrong thing or some other really famous thing from back in the 20s or 30s or something. He'll go, so back then, this is what he would say. And then, and then today we kind of change that up. Now this is what we say. And then he said, and they do it with the said and say. Isn't that funny?
It's like he's talking to Charlie Brown's teacher or something.
Wah, 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 wah. So, anyway, what was my point? That's it. I went to lunch. That was fine. I was something else I was going to say. I forgot. All right. It doesn't matter. Shoot, I started saying something. What was I saying? I don't remember now. I'm sure it was dumb. Okay. So back to square one here. A couple of things. The comic book day, free comic book day starts tomorrow. I just want to remind people to be signing up for this at frogpants.com/store. There is absolutely nothing to this except it's free. There, you just put your stuff in, some info, and you order this $0 item, and you will then be sent a free couple of prints. One from me, my hybrid Wolverine Batman drawing, and my daughter's hybrid Aquaman Ariel from the Disney, the mermaid movie, the final mermaid. What is it?
The final mermaid is good. Oh, yes.
The final mermaid. I couldn't think of it. Anyway, those are coming out. They're absolutely free. And we want to participate.
To Neptune. Oh, yeah. Sorry. That was the logical connection.
Well, I liked it. Don't go changing. All right. So, that's a thing to remember. And then also Wendy's Indiegogo, because Kickstarter didn't like us. They thought we were too self-helpful. Mm-hmm. So you want to go help her new therapy show, of which I am producing and a part of, over there at Indiegogo. And it's at tiny.cc/therapy show. tiny.cc/therapy show. Support it now. And you'll get 12 fantastic episodes and beyond if you decide to fund us to that point.
And bonus stuff, too. I mean, that notepad, it's some really cool... some cool add-ons in there.
T-shirts, prints, all the stuff you love. It's all coming. Yeah. All coming down the pipe. So go check that out. If you like Wendy, you'll like that. All right. Should we do some evening news?
Yeah.
Well, okay then.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
The evening news is brought to you by
Gary, a.k.a. Garmachi from the Tadpole, is going on a real-life epic quest. Next Saturday, May 10th, he's exchanging a soft bed and a hot shower for a tent and cold river water as he hikes the Appalachian Trail, over 2,000 miles from Georgia to Maine. Thoreau said simply, Adams, bring a towel. He'll need to do both. He'll need to do both as he boldly goes, where the most important question becomes, where's the next shelter? Join Gary on his journey at wheresthenextshelter.com. That's wheresthenextshelter.com.
Right. Hey, so
it's a weird pause in there.
Yeah, it was weird. That was a little strange, but I liked it. Yeah. Elucid or Euclid?
Euclid.
Squeery, Scott.
Squeery.
I have to play it. It's a law now.
I think so. This is one of those clips that
I
can hear 1,000 times. For me, it'll never get old because it's so dead on.
I can't believe it came from one of my least favorite movies of all time. Great irony of the whole thing. All right. Euclid said in the chat, he says, Scott has really high expectations for customer service at drive-thru fast food. I don't think that was high expectation at all.
No, not at all.
I have exactly the right expectation. I expect it to be business-like, quick, go in, go out, tell them what you want. There's not going to be a lot of thank yous. I know that. I know that. I'll say thank you because that's me. They'll say, is that all for you? Yep. Okay, it'll be 5:38 at the window. Thanks. And they usually don't say anything back. And when they do, it's nice. Like, we made a little connection there. But that's the most that ever happens. I get it. But I don't expect a guy to cut me off.
Yeah. And then turn into an ass.
What an ass is the right word, dude. Nicely said. All right. Got the news here. Bob Dylan.
By the way, Sales Geek wants me to remind everybody that Free Comic Book Day is Saturday the 3rd. You keep saying Friday.
I thought they were signing up Friday, though, right?
They can sign up Friday, right? Is that the deal?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I knew it was Saturday. I just keep saying Friday to make sure people get in there.
I have Sales Geek has a direct line to me, a little red phone, and I push up the bust of of Beethoven and answer the phone when
was that Beethoven? Was that the bust of Beethoven?
I think it was Beethoven.
I thought it was I thought it was Jefferson for some reason. No, like Thomas Jefferson.
Jefferson. It might be Shakespeare, but I don't. Let's see.
Let's get the thing,
Batman,
chum.
Batman, red phone, bust.
Old chum, that's Jefferson there on the desk, old chum. No? I don't know.
I'm finding
out. Okay, that's what Google does.
Shakespeare. It was Shakespeare.
Oh, all right.
So
even better because how ironic.
My correction was correct. My initial.
the bard of great acting and the worst acted show of all time. It's perfect.
That's right.
Bob Dylan's original, Like a Rolling Stone, which I had always assumed had something to do with the actual Rolling Stones.
No, they covered it.
They did, didn't they?
That's it. Yeah, they covered it for that Stripped album that they did.
And when they did that, I thought that was them acknowledging that it was about them.
No.
Okay. I feel better now knowing that, but it's still going to be hard to hear it and not think of that. Bob Dylan's original Like a Rolling Stone lyrics are up for an auction and is expected to get over $1 million.
Wow.
These are the handwritten lyrics. I just burped and didn't really think about it. I apologize. It's that it's coming back, that chicken thing. It's one of the most popular songs in history, and now, for the right price, it can be yours. Bob Dylan's original handwritten lyrics for Like a Rolling Stone will auction or go on auction on June 24th in New York City, probably at Christie's or something. Oh, no, Sotheby's. They should
have Bob Dylan himself actually do the auction.
$50,000
from then in the back. Do I hear 51?
51. You just do that over and over. I would love that, dude.
That would be awesome.
The 4-page manuscript is expected to bring in 1 to 2 million. The auction house describes the scribbled pages as the only known surviving drafts of the final lyrics. The draft is written in pencil on a hotel stationery and includes several phrases, which are eventually edited out of the recorded version. One of them was the line, I like big butts and I cannot lie. That was taken out.
A little scratched out.
But, used later by somebody else. According to the Los Angeles Times, the lyrics are being offered up by an unnamed California man. California man!
California man!
What's his power?
Just this close to becoming Pacific Ocean man. Excelsior!
One good earth, 1 5.0 away from Ocean Man. All right, let's see. He bought them directly from Dylan at the time when he got them. Like a Rolling Stone premiered in 1965 and has since been hailed as the greatest song of all time by Rolling Stone magazine. Well, they have no reason to say that, I guess. Also, the Rolling Stones are quoted as saying it's the greatest song we ever covered.
Okay, so I would, I'm trying to figure out what my money would be, like what my...
Let's say you have $1 million. What is the lyric you would most like to spend that money on?
I was going to say, if I had $1 billion, I'd spend $1 million to get this one. But
If I had $1 billion, no problem.
Yeah.
But let's say you had $1 million, you had to spend it on song lyrics.
On song lyrics. Yeah. Wow. John Lennon's Imagine.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I've seen that one at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland.
Yeah.
It's
easy to want to go Beatles, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, you're not going to pay $1 million for, Right Said Fred.
No.
We built this city.
You're not. I'd pay $5 for that.
You might actually. I think they give you that at the Experience Music in Seattle. You want this?
I would pay $20,000 for what's the Elvis song? Right, he goes, actually, more something, please. The Las Vegas song.
Viva Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas. Is that the one?
Well, he does mention. I did not understand what you said there, sir.
Grilled or breaded? Hold on. What's the. Okay. Elvis song.
You're talking about Viva Las Vegas, aren't you?
Show. No, it's that TV show song.
Oh, Little Less Conversation.
Little Less Conversation is one of my favorite cheeseball songs of all time. Here it is. Play a little bit. Sahara, maybe. It's not even there anymore.
Yeah.
Right. Come on, get to the lyrics here. Oh, it's going to take forever. I freaking love that
song. You'll have to listen to the original sometime before JXL got their hands on it. And
jacked it up or made it better? What do you think? Which one?
Made it better. Okay. I totally think it made it better. I mean, that's what reinvented that song and made it, reintroduced it to a new audience. People, by the way, in the chat room suggesting Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. That's a great I would pay $1 million for that for sure.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I really can't. Maybe the original sheet music from like Star Wars.
Mm. You think John Williams hand wrote like?
Well, I don't know. What do you think? How do you?
I guess he did. He certainly didn't use a computer program to do that.
And by the way, all this Star Wars talk, they don't talk enough about the fact that he's coming back to score that.
Yeah, thing. Right. Exactly.
That's a huge deal.
Hey, Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, and Carrie Fisher coming back. That's really the only people of note, I think. That,
yeah, nobody else made this thing great. Yeah. I mean, they're nothing. I maintain to this day, and this is controversial what I'm going to say here, but I've said it before. Yeah. I believe Star Wars is mostly amazing music and amazing sound work. And everything else just fits well, and that's the reason it works. If you put some synthy 70s crappy, the way things used to be, soundtrack to this thing, nobody cares about Star Wars in 2014. I really believe this. I believe that and the sound work of what's his name? I can't even remember his name.
Ben Burt? Dijkstra?
Is it Dijkstra?
Dijkstra.
I can't think of it. But whoever that guy is, if it was him... Yeah. Oh, we got some Snapchats. Should I play these on the air? Let's see if these are dirty or not.
Oh, God.
What in the heck could be any better?
I went to Sonic, right? Oh. You guys have those?
Oh, it's us on our show live. Thanks, man.
Somebody just Snapchatted our own show.
Yeah, SWAT Ticky. Okay, another one. Okay, it's video, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3. Oh, it's a truck. All right, I don't know who that guy is. Thanks, man. Yeah.
All right.
So nobody was nude in those. There was no nudity in that. All right. What was my point? My point is John Williams is underappreciated and the sound work dude is underappreciated. The sound effects and the sound design generally in those movies are, I believe, a huge part. Now, you can't discount the special effects. I understand that. Those were groundbreaking. New business was happening there, too. And that's if there's a third pillar, it's that. Mm-hmm. But you don't have anything without those first two. You really don't.
Yeah.
Imagine those movies with just like shitty sounds and bad music. It's just not the same.
Casio toned, right? Yeah, you know, I think you make a good point, Scott Johnson.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Yeah. Moving on, Hugh Jackman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm the stage.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman. What would his powers be, Hugh Jackman?
Able to incite male fantasies in even males. I got nothing. I apparently got nothing.
I like
that
one.
Yeah.
Incite male fantasies even in males. I like it. Hugh Jackman admits manhood mishap on the X-Men set. Actor Hugh Jackman has revealed that donning Wolverine's claws in the latest X-Men movie was fraught with danger, especially when it came to filming a nude scene. There's a nude scene.
Wow. Well, of course there is.
Is that really? I was surprised that'd be a nude scene.
Well, all right. So there's, you know, the Sentinels... blast you, right? If you're Wolverine, and if they don't kill you, they're gonna fry off all your clothes and you're gonna be sitting there naked.
You'd be a little skeletal man though, right?
I think Claremont and Byrne drew that Byrne drew that 100 times in his run of the X-Men.
This is true.
Wolverine sitting there half naked or completely naked with all of his clothes burnt off.
Now tell me if this doesn't sound like a familiar place for somebody to reveal that their doodle came out in a movie, okay? Speaking during an appearance on the Graham Norton show. That's always where this is. This mystical show in Australia, none of us have seen. Or not Australia, it's in the UK, right?
Australian.
Is it? I thought Graham Norton was...
He's an Australian. The show's in the UK.
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
That's right.
The Australian star admitted that... I already knew that. But anyway, star admitted that he only narrowly escaped a sequence in Days of Future Past with his manhood intact after trying to protect his modesty. There was a very intense first scene, and I insisted on a closed set, Jackman explained. I ran around the corner, and all the female members of the crew were gathered there. I tried to cover myself and cut my inner thigh. It was just the inner thigh, thankfully. I didn't lop off Wolverine's testicles or anything.
So he's like, he reaches to cover himself up, his exposedness up, but he forgets he has the claws on, and like...
Yeah. Those shouldn't be sharp, should they? What are they doing there? That's bad news. Right. Don't do that. Right.
Oh, man.
He admitted enjoying filming Au Naturel, describing the experience as a very freeing feeling. He jokingly added, the metal claws had to go. You can't have bits of pieces flying off. bits and pieces flying off.
No, no, not your bits and pieces.
And he
almost cut off my twigs and berries.
You know, my dog, if she loves any professional brand dog food, it's Alpo's Bits and Pieces. Available
I guess if it's Hugh Jackman, I'd almost cut off my shrimp and biscuits.
See? his shrimp and Barbies. He also confessed to feeling like everyone's uncle on set, especially when faced with some of the younger co-stars. Nicholas Hoult came up to me on the first day of shooting and said, "I'm freaking out. I'm such a big fan. I remember you when I was 8 years old, man." Jackman recalled.
Nice.
That's his powers. He can recall things. All right.
Who's Nicholas Hoult with? There's somebody famous that he's with, right?
Yes. He's the kid from... Oh, crap. We're going to look him up.
He's the kid from About a Boy.
Hoult. Yeah, you're right.
The Beast.
You're
Jennifer right. Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence. Oh, yeah, yeah. No. So he's the. Oh, are they together?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's with Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, he gets to share her pot? That's fantastic. He's in that kids show. Is it Kids? The UK Skins
okay.
show that was like about a bunch of rotten teenagers doing terrible things. He was one of the kids.
Well, he's also the kid in About a Boy, the Hugh Grant movie.
Yeah, yeah, with the other Hugh.
The other Hugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Grant. Hugh Grant.
The other Hugh with the other doodle.
I was trying to see what else he may have. Oh, Jack the Giant Slayer. I saw that. He was okay in that. What else? That's it. Oh, and he was the Zambi in the
Oh, yeah, Warm Bodies.
Warm Bodies, right. Yeah, which was right. amazing for the first half, and then it got dumb.
Really? Okay. Yeah,
I love that first half. It was really
good. I haven't seen it, but maybe I'll put that on the list.
Rob Corddry's really funny in it.
Oh.
After 2 years in the making, The Simpsons have done something mm-hmm. cool.
All right.
Lego special set is ready to roll.
Yeah, I've been seeing the previews for this. It's pretty impressive looking.
The Simpsons patriarch and rest of the gang have been reimagined as Legos for this Sunday's milestone 550th episode of The Simpsons, where everything in Springfield is made entirely of iconic plastic bricks.
Meh, 550 a milestone?
For
not
us,
quite
not
a milestone
so
number. Yeah.
No, not really for us. Think about it. Think about this scary thing right here. So we have done, including today. Hold on, I'm going to pull it up. Oh my gosh, 598 episodes after this is done.
Really?
We're about to hit 600.
We're two away from 600?
Yeah,
we didn't know.
We got to do something big on 600.
See, that's a milestone.
I agree.
Listen,
Simpsons.
Matt Groening.
20 years to get to 550. Jeez.
Exactly.
2 years and we're already...
We've surpassed.
Yeah. Our show's on average like an hour and a half long in the morning. That's like three Simpsons episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't like thinking about these numbers. That's scary. I'm not going to talk about that anymore.
No kidding.
Anyway, there's a little trailer up. You can take a look at it. It's went into production long before the Lego movie was even on the radar. So this is like a thing they were going to do that was even before that. I really want to see it. I'm kind of excited mm-hmm. to check that out. And I'll bet you money we'll end up with Simpsons Lego kits when this is all said and done.
Oh, yeah. I remember I thought I've seen a Simpsons house that comes with... like it's, you know, their whole front of their house playset, Lego playset, unless somebody custom made that, which is certainly possible.
Well, here's a clippy clip.
All right.
I'll just play a little bit here. Oh, this looks
How's
really
it going to sound?
It's
not going to sound like Lego.
No, it's a good point. This is purely visual and real dumb for me to even play it, but I'm going to play it anyway. So let's see.
All right.
Go ahead. Play. Okay.
Is it just me or does something seem weird today?
You're right. Something is different about the Simpsons today. Your father's wearing a tie.
Okay, so here's the thing. Are people going to just be jerks about it and go, yeah, do it now after the Lego movie, even though they don't know this started before that? I hate people.
Probably, yes.
All right, I hate people. But that kid at Sonic is saying it.
Oh, internet.
Let's see, we got one more article here. Man... who allegedly robbed a store with potato has been apprehended. Long national nightmare has come to an end. Providence police have arrested a man who allegedly wielded a potato disguised as a gun during a robbery attempt last week. 34-year-old Gary Deming of Cranston was arrested.
That guy's in everything.
I know. was arrested on robbery charges. Authorities say he pretended he had a gun when he demanded money from a convenience store, a dry cleaner in April. It was on the 21st, and it was just a potato. The convenience store manager chased him off with a baseball bat. Dry cleaner employee gave him a fake 20 from the decoy register. What? Hold on.
Wait.
Dry cleaner's got a decoy register and a fake 20? Awesome. That's great.
That's fantastic.
They all need that. I love that. Oh my gosh, that must be a rough neighborhood to have that.
if you're gonna hold me up with this fake potato gun, I'm giving you 20 fake dollars from the fake register.
That is freaking brilliant.
Was it like carved in the shape of potatoes? Is there like a photo of the potato?
They don't show it. It's just a straight up. I mean, they just describe it as a damn potato. I assume it's just a straight on like a standard ass potato.
Like a big old russet.
Yeah, with like pock marks in it, and
yeah.
A raw one, I assume, not like a baked one. I don't know.
Well, that would be that could be a danger in itself. Here,
yeah, give me all your money. Oh, it's so hot. A station reports Deming is also accused of breaking into his sister's home on the same day as the alleged potato incidents. I love a good like a whole bowl of freshly salted potato incidents. They are amazing. She told police he took a purse, debit card, and $100 in cash. Telephone listing for Deming could not be found. It is not clear if he has legal representation. He is not from Florida. I wanted to make that clear.
I heard that Paula Deen actually got interviewed as part of the incident.
Oh, she did.
And don't we have a tape of what she might have said? I'm trying to give you as much time as possible.
That's Howard Deen. Paula Deen? Is that who you're talking about?
You know what? That's even better, actually.
they said this. Hold on. She said this.
If you're out there, please pick up that tater and throw it so hard in my head that it kills me.
All right. So that's one take. I can't find the other one.
You know, that's even better. You delivered more than I expected.
Hold on. Why can't I? Oh, tater. I got to search for tater.
Search for tater.
All right. Here. Here we go.
I make love to my tater.
That was me. Sorry. This has all gone wrong.
And if y'all will excuse me for a couple of minutes, I'm going to finish making love to my tater.
All right. There you go. Holy crap. That was a long way from there to here.
But it was well worth it. Every bit.
All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to do some music. And you've prepared something lovely, I'm sure. So let's go. What is it?
I'm sure I have. This is going out to some other Brian. Dear Spork and Beans, my birthday is April 29th, and I was hoping you would honor my 10th year of adulthood, 28 years old, with a cover. My favorite band that changed my life when I discovered them as an adolescent 10-some years ago is The Clash. The most important band in the world. I was hoping you could play a cover of one of their lesser known songs. A few of my favorites include White Man and Hammersmith Palais, Stay Free, and Lose This Skin. Love the show. Take care. Some Other Brian.
All right.
He really is in there as Some Other Brian.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So let's go right to that first request. This is actually a really, really good cover. It is 311 from the 1999 tribute to The Clash called Burning London with White Man in Hammersmith Palais.
Here it is. I haven't heard these guys in so long, 311 that is, so yeah. This will be fun for me. I used to be a big, big fan of these guys, and then I got real sick of them and never listened to them again. But
then Amber stopped being the color of your energy.
I guess it did. I did. What was that one song where they went?
Come original. You gotta come original.
Yeah, that one. I used to eat my brain. I used to listen to that all the time. All right, here we go. White Man and the Hammersmith Palais. Thank you very much. We'll be back in a minute with your tweets. Stay tuned. All right, before we get into the tweets, I got to, that was great, by the way.
Yeah.
I want to read you another Twitter thing. So earlier today on the Instance Twitter, I said this. I said, today's Azeroth Choppers, that reality TV thing they're doing.
Yeah.
The motorcycles. Yeah. I said, today's Azeroth Choppers was, oh, I don't know, kind of nothing happened. I do like to look at Blizzard people doing Blizzard stuff at Blizzard. Okay. Kind of a criticism, if you ask me. I don't think it's all that good. I think it's kind of getting weird and boring, and I don't know why they're not getting to the bikes. Like, let's build the damn bikes.
Sure.
People agreed or talked about it, whatever. I get this tweet just a while ago, 18 minutes ago. A guy says, the whole thing is stupid. I can't believe you guys actually defend this. Makes you seem like blind fanboys.
Did he not read your tweet?
What is this? Do you work at Sonic? Because I don't. I think there's something going on here, man. I don't understand. I don't understand people. You're cherry picking. Quit cherry picking. All right. Do you want to? Do you want to do tweets? Should we do a little bit of tweets here?
Some tweets. All sure. Right,
hold on. I don't have the thing up. Here we go.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
The newest tweets.
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
Sure do. Let's let's jump into some tweets. These are your tweets. They come to us at our Twitter account. Although next week I'm going to try a little experiment on the evening stream.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. We're going to do a form on Google Forms.
Oh, right. Where do people a can live actually thing. Yeah. 24 hours or 7 days a week.
Yeah, anytime they want to put them in there. Mm-hmm. And we'll just pull them out. I think that's a good idea. Then you don't have to have no Twitter to do it.
Yeah, don't have to set up an account on
this. That's right, right? That's damn straight. James wrote in, says, question, why the heck is the harpsichord a thing? Where was there ever a song that wasn't made worse by one? All right, so I wanted to do this one because you're my music friend. You know a lot of things about music that I would never know.
Yeah.
And the history of bands and people and artists and all that stuff. I don't know how far it dips into the whole harpsichord thing, but is there a song that you think is actually better because it has a harpsichord in it?
I certainly can't think of one. As soon as I read that, I was like, all right, what do I have? Do I have something that maybe has a harpsichord in it?
Maybe like a Weird Al song maybe or something? Didn't he have some weird things? I know he mostly used the, what do you call it? What's it called?
The washboard, the accordion.
Accordion.
The accordion a lot, yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't. That was more of a, like, what am I squeezing here thing visual. I couldn't think of it. Harpsichord. That's more like that.
It's the wooden thing that's got all the wires on it. And then you press buttons to make the.
You're describing an Apple IIe so far, but keep going.
You press the buttons to kind of get different chords, but you have to strum it like.
It is like a big piano looking thing, right? Kind of. Well, here's a little of someone playing one. Here we go.
Okay.
I feel like it's only.
Dude, you know what I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of a what is that called? I'm thinking of a different instrument. Harpsichord is like what Lurch played.
Yeah. Lurch played a harpsichord, right?
Yes. All right. So no. I mean, there's some great songs that have harpsichord in them, like. What is it? It's the Beatles in My Life. Uses one.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the little music interlude. I think Fixing a Hole has it in there as well.
By the Beatles, right? Is that a song by the Beatles? It is. Yeah.
Yes, it is sung by the Beatles.
Let's see, here it is right here.
Yep.
Except it's all in my left ear, but yeah.
You're hearing the harpsichord right there at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. No.
There's more than we thought in there.
Yes. Exactly. And those songs are totally made great by harpsichord. Love Me Two Times by the Doors. I finally found a list.
The Doors. Right.
Yes.
Tons of it in the Doors songs. Hello, I love you. They're always doing that.
Yep. Let's see. Fight Fire with Fire by Metallica. Siberian Katru by Yes. Thoughts of Ernest Dajek by The Nice, Orange and Red Beans by The Animals.
Ugh, Orange and Red Beans. Sounds bad. Sounds farty.
There's some great songs with harpsichord.
I'm with you. I'm on your side on this deal. This guy.
Yeah,
this
actually, guy now that I. Sand. What was I thinking of? What is that? Is it an auto harp? What's the one that just lays flat and you strum it?
I think that's an auto harp.
Is that an auto harp?
Auto harp. Oh, that's strings. Yeah, no, I think that's it.
That's exactly it. It's the auto harp is what I was thinking of, yes.
Here's Amazing Grace, or a piece of it. That's the auto harp, isn't it?
Yes.
That one's all right. I mean, you can use that in your fantasy movies or something.
Yeah, no.
Do it when you go to town, like you're there to sell your stuff.
You know when those were popular in music? When? 1930. Zither.
1930.
That's right. next question. It's actually just a comment. Anger. His name is Anger on Twitter.
All right, Anger.
He said, weed is not a drug. It's a plant. So apparently on the show, we had said weed was a drug. And I replied to him already, and I would say it here again. Well, it is a plant. And I understand why you're defending it, because you're probably a big fan of weed. I get it. But so is cocaine comes from a plant. Heroin comes from poppy stuff. Oh, if you eat enough poppy seeds, and you're going to get stoned.
Right.
So it's the same. What's the difference? Those are drugs, and I doubt he would argue those aren't drugs. I think there's...
Was he meaning it completely literally, like, I have weeds in my garden, those are plants?
No, I think he means, like, straight up weed. Because later on, he tried to keep explaining himself.
He's on the Jennifer Garner would totally, or Jennifer Lawrence would totally share. Jennifer Garner, by the way, would not share her weed with him.
No, she'd keep that weed to herself. She might hide it in Ben Affleck's pocket, and he would not know
his
it
belly
was there.
Button.
Yeah, and his belly button. No, that'd be in Arwen's belly button. Get that straight. Anyway, anger. I don't know why you're so angry, but don't worry about it, man. I understand when we have biases towards somewhere. Well, you know, if you think pot's cool, go for it, man. Whatever.
I
hope you live in a state where it's legal so you're not getting in trouble,
all
right?
Come to Colorado. Have all you want.
Well,
with good reason.
Yeah, unless you're underage or something.
Yeah.
What would you do if someone put a bag of poo on your face the way you did, Scott, says another Jay Martin.
How would you like it?
I guarantee what I would have done in that car, and that's why I was so amazed by this lady. Had this happened to me, and I would have known what it was.
Yeah.
First of all, I think they saw me picking it up as they pulled up to us. So I'm pretty sure they saw me doing it.
Yeah.
So that, and it's just a pink bag. I'm walking a dog and it's full of something dark at the bottom of it. You can see through it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if it had been me, I would have lurched back. I would have gone, whoa, I think I would have said something and I would have moved. I'm just talking like LaQuinta over there, Lapita. She was really, really, she's stoic, man. She has seen some things in her life, Brian.
And this is not the worst thing she's ever had to deal with.
No.
Yeah, my right hand would have gone to the gear shift to flip it in reverse, and my left hand would have pressed down the driver's leg.
Yep. See ya. That's what would have happened.
Yeah.
Kenny wrote in, says, if/when there is a zombie outbreak, well, he seems to think there will be one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What are your weapons of choice? One for each of you.
Mm.
What do you do? What do you want?
I'm all over the katana. After seeing Michonne and how she wields those things and how you can get some distance, you don't have to get up close, and as long as you keep them sharp, then those are my zombie killing weapon of choice
I think that's a really smart choice. Let's say there's only two and you took one.
Mm-hmm.
And this question says only one of each.
Sure, so. One for each of you. Yeah. Could I not have a pair of katanas as a weapon?
No, okay. You can only have one.
Fine.
If I can't have a gun that has unlimited ammo, because I assume that's not an option, because I wouldn't mind that.
Right. See, that's the problem. Anything that requires ammunition or can get stuck or jammed.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. You just can't defend yourself from a machine gun very well if you got a katana, you know?
Right. I want analog.
Yeah, you do. I think I do too. And I think I'm going to go, since you took the good one, I'm going to take, I'll just take another sword. Like a small sword.
Plastic bag of poo is my weapon of choice against the zombie horde.
Only one kind of zombie won't move. She's from Juarez. All right. Let's get to this one from Morgan. Morgan wrote in and said, for the rest of your life, you can either jump from buildings and never get injured, or you can breathe underwater indefinitely. Which one do you do?
Oh, they didn't say which one do you do. I was about to say thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for both. Do you have a pref? I know I do. Let's for me, it's buildings for
buildings,
sure.
Jump from buildings and never get injured, or you can breathe injured, or always you can breathe
buildings.
Underwater.
Always buildings. Because I could go underwater, because it doesn't mean you're going to, you can't go so low that all the pressure isn't going to still kill you, though.
Oh, well, okay, there's that.
So you could go snorkeling with everybody down at the Baja Beach and not worry about it, I guess.
Right.
But for me, it's like, no, let me climb up to the tallest building in Chicago and jump out into the street, man.
Yeah, but what are you going to use that for?
just for the
whereas being able to breathe underwater, I mean, you've got some use, you know, you can go to the ocean and swim around real far and see things. Otherwise it's like, oh yeah, what are you gonna do this week? Oh, last thing I was gonna go to another building and jump off of it.
You can freak your kids out in the tub. Right?
You can freak them out. Right. You can freak them out either way.
But you can lay in the tub going like, your eyes open, just your mouth open, and just that, Dad, no, what has happened? Oh, I'm just kidding.
It's the first time. No, I'm. You know what? You go for your buildings. I'm taking the breathing underwater indefinitely.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So here's what I want to do.
Because if you can do that, you can walk through Dragon Con on the smelliest day, on the third day, on Sunday. Not breathe. Just hold your breath. If you can do it underwater, you can do it at Dragon Con.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of it that way. Here's how we combine our powers. Okay. You'll be in the MGM Grand Lazy River Hotel, the swimming pool business there. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I'll get up on the tallest building I can find, and I will leap down onto the cement in front of where you'll be standing at the bottom of the pool, breathing just fine, looking up.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh. I'll just keep one, just wham, get back up in the elevator, wham, and just keep jumping. Come to Vegas.
So this month in Vegas, right? Going at the end of this month with my wife and the crazy neighbors, I am really considering doing the jump off of Stratosphere.
Boo!
This trip.
Boo! All right, if you do it, you'll be my hero because I don't have the guts. I really don't.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it. You don't have a problem with heights. I have.
I don't have a problem with heights. Yeah. I do have a problem with falling.
Yeah, but you'll get it. I think because you've got that initial thing already taken care of, it's going to be an easier jump for you. I think you should do it. That'll give us a great thing to talk about on the show.
Okay.
You'll be safe. You'll be fine.
Oh, I'll totally be fine. Yeah. I mean, it's on a wire.
Try to swing way out so you land on those pawn shop guys over there.
Well, it's not a bungee cord. It's like you're on a free fall wire that
even
as
worse.
It gets closer to the bottom, the brakes
collapse
around the wire.
I think I would soil myself. I don't think I could do it. I hate that stuff. Ugh. Let's see here. We got one from Kevin. Says, who goes to a buffet and gets a salad? Seriously, guys, who does that?
Good point. Yes.
I have an answer for him. It's the guy who got drug along and that didn't really want to eat that much food. That's what I think. There occasionally a lady or a dude will go with a group of friends and they're all like, yeah, man, all you can eat spare ribs and things. And you're just like, I'm not hungry like this, but I'm here. I got to go with these guys. I'm just going to get like a big salad. Mm-hmm. That's what I think that's an acceptable
reason. That's reasonable. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to lose weight. Why are you guys dragging me to a buffet?
Yeah. See? Like it's like asking who gets a vanilla Coke when he goes to a bar. It's the same thing. The guy doesn't drink, but he wants to hang with his friends. Like I would do that. I'd be glad to go to a bar with you, no problem. And I'd get some Coke or something.
You'd get a vanilla Coke, Scott?
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know if we can hang.
You don't think we can hang out in that bar if I get a vanilla Coke?
You're getting a vanilla Coke. I don't know.
Vanilla
man.
Coke is so good. I haven't had pop in 6 months though. I don't know if my body would just who knows. Okay. Well, there's that. Let's see what else. Final question. Do you guys have a set date in mind to retire podcasting or from podcasting?
Or just to retire the whole industry? Adam Curry, you're done.
You're out, buddy. What happened to Adam Curry? You know he's got talent. For me, I don't have an answer to this. I've been asked this before and I don't see any reason to you know, Paul Harvey went forever, man.
Right. I mean, are they thinking we're going to say like, yeah, when I turn 65, I'm probably done.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't have any.
You can sit and talk, you know, that's just the thing you can do in your old age. So
I just get a sitting desk is what I do. One of those novel new sitting desks.
It'll be all the rage in 2080 or whatever.
That's right. Exactly.
But like, you know, Paul Harvey went on forever. What's his name? Still doing it. Poughkeepsie. Hello. What's his name?
Yeah.
What's his name?
If you could say something, I'd be able to come up with it.
I'm going to shut up now.
His name is Larry King.
Larry King. Gosh, dang it.
Every time you say, oh, back. Hold on.
I was making it worse for myself, too. Larry King's still kicking it. He's still doing it. Why not? I don't really have any reason to think I need to pick a date. I'll tell you what. The day I do it is when the cancer's too much, or the my mind has gone, or something. You know, things like that. Yeah. Pull me off the mic, honey. Kim, you hear me? She's not down here, but she can tell me when to stop. That's it for tweets, and we really appreciate you guys spending some time sending us your tweets.
I love these questions. These are great.
They're really great. At Morning Stream is where you can post those. And we'll still pull from those, but I am going to try this form next week, just kind of see how it goes. It allows for more characters is the main thing. Maybe that's a mistake. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Maybe I'll limit the characters. I don't know.
I don't know.
There. Brr. The funny thing is that most people will link to it still through Twitter, so maybe it's kind of a waste. I don't know. I'll have to think it through. But that's going to do it for us. We have had a fun time today. Thank you, everybody, for joining us for our fifth show of the week. That comes to us via Patreon because you guys helped us out. Patreon.com/TMS. That's where you can sign up. Give us a little bit a month. Just per month, man. Not even per episode like some of these money grubbers. Mm-hmm. Per month.
Per month.
It's nothing. Like a buck. Woo! That was rough. If you can give more, great. Whatever you can give. It's really helpful, and it not only helps you feel good about the kind of entertainment you get, but it also helps us do cool things we want to do. We're perilously close to the 7K level. When we hit that, I promise you, even though there's nothing listed there, we're going to do something rad. I don't know what it is yet, but something cool.
Oh, cool.
I don't know what yet. We got to think of that. All right. But something. So let's get there. And then beyond the 10K mark is really that's where the heat is on,
the
dude.
Sweetness is. Yeah.
Anyway, thank you all for that. Patreon.com/TMS. For everything else we're doing here, go to frogpants.com/TMS. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is our email address. And on Twitter, we're at MorningStream, Scott Johnson in Coverville. All right. Music to end the day. What do you got?
Yes. All right. Here's what I've got for you. Going out. And by the way, big shout out to Daniel in tribute to his friend Josh, a.k.a. Roshi's 30th birthday. He didn't specify a song, so we're going to dedicate this one to them as well. All right. Hey, Savory and Beef. It'll be my first, my 31st name day on April 28th. And I would like to request a cover for the show that day or a day near it. Here are a few songs you can pick from or get an idea of what music I like. And he gives me a few choices there. Love the Fro Bro, Darren from PA, the Hobo Pope when he can make the live show. So happy day there, Hobo Pope.
Yeah. That's fantastic. I would love to see the Pope as a hobo. That's great.
One of the songs he listed was Rammstein's version of Depeche Mode's Stripped from the 1998 tribute to Depeche Mode called For the Masses. This is really cool, actually. This is easily my favorite song by Rammstein, and hopefully people enjoy it as much as I do. Stripped.
All right, let's play it. And Eric Van Skyhawk, if you're listening, and he'll be on Current Geek tomorrow with Patrick, by the way, just to tell you, I will be playing that Outlast scary game that you donated to me to play for YouTube, and I will be doing it.
Awesome.
I think this weekend, and I'm terrified. So thanks a lot for that. I hate scary video games almost as much as bungee jumping. So watch for that coming soon. Okay, here's that song. We're going to play it now. We'll be back on Monday. Thank you, everybody, for a great week, and we'll see you then.
Come with me into the trees. We lay on the grass and let ours pass. Take my hand, come back to the land. Let's get away, just for one day. Let me see you stripped. Let me see you stripped. There's nothing on this. You breathing in fumes. I taste when we kiss. Take my hand, come back to the land where everything's ours for a few hours. Let me see you stripped. Without your touch.
Let me see you strip. Let me see you strip. Let me hear you make decisions without your television. Let me hear you speaking just for me. Let me see you strip.
It looks like the trailer for BioShit